Hey there, it's Rose. Today I am thrilled to bring you a condensed version of my interview with Alexandre Tanous, a renowned sound therapist. Recorded at the Harvest event in Kaplankaya, Alexandre's diverse background spans classical, jazz, rock, and world music, all while delving into the therapeutic and esoteric dimensions of sound. From Western scientific to Eastern philosophical and shamanic societal perspectives, Alexandre shares profound insights into how music can fundamentally transform our being. Stay tuned to discover these enlightening nuggets of wisdom.
Music is an enormously powerful tool, and that's why humans use it in all realms, in the religious, the shamanic, the traditional Eastern philosophies, the chants, and we use it in films, commercials, and stores, and weddings, and parties. And if it's not really important, we wouldn't use it. Humans are driven by intuitive intelligence. Why? Because it changes the way we're being. It evokes feelings and emotions, actions. This process is called entrainment. So let's say if we're sitting in presence with other people and having like a cocktail gathering, music is playing in the background and we're talking about light stuff, nothing serious. As we're talking, we become influenced by the music. After a while, you start to see people nodding their head, tapping the hand, the feet. That's entrainment. It means the music that they're listening to is changing how they feel inside. The physics of sound, acoustics, and all the attributes of what is part of the music is affecting how they're being on the mental, emotional, physical, energetic, and spiritual levels. The more attention they have to that music, the more they're being entrained. Like in churches and synagogues and mosques, they use music to help people go inward and feel God, experience God. Music in a film entrains you. It puts you in a different mood. So That's the function of music, that it changes our being, helps us change our mind.
So it's an influence.
It's an influencer, and you can do so much with that if you know how to use it. It ends up by being the most powerful tool because it's everywhere and it's the most popular, indispensable art.
Alexandre, is electronic music real music?
Well, it is music, but it's a different manifestation of music and different creation of music. While it can be beautiful, addictive, and highly desirable, and it moves people. At the end, this music, and I'm being impartial here with no judgment, I like to inform people and let people make their own decision, but I don't tell people what to do. I share with them how to do it best, and I don't tell them what to think. I share with them how to think for themselves and make choices. So electronic music is created with ones and zeros. It's digital. It's very limited. Why is it limited? When you play an instrument, an acoustical instrument, the sound that comes out of the instrument is more sophisticated than the sound that comes out of computer or synthesizer with ones and zeros, where the music is quantized. This creates quantization. This creates simpler mathematics that are part of the sound. Whereas when you play an acoustical instrument, the waveform, that's what we're talking about here, is the actual shape of the sound. The dimension is not just a two-dimensional or three-dimensional, it's more than that. It's more complex, and that complexity impacts our consciousness on the physical, mental, emotional, auditory, spiritual levels, and moves us to far greater states of being. Many things becomes a layer of complexity, not just the sound of the instrument, but the modes and the scales that I use. Are there scales that have been equal tempered, where the octave has been divided into 12 equidistant half steps, or where you can play on a violin between the notes because it's a fretless instrument? If you have guitar, where you can play only this fret or that fret, or piano, where there's this key and that key, but nothing in between. This nothing in between is the limitation. So there are many ways that can cause acoustical music to be far more impactful to our ears, the body, everything we are, than electronic music. And people have to be aware of that and learn more about it to make better choices or to listen to acoustical music and not just electronic music, because even if we listen to something that it's not good for us, and something like the stuff we used to listen to when we were in our early teens, right? I don't want to name names here, but taste is related to experience, knowledge, and understanding.
Thank you for tuning in into this snippet from Alex Antanu's episode on Harvest series. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to catch the full version in episode number 17. Stay engaged and keep an eye out for our upcoming episodes dropping weekly. See you next time.